Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yeah, good afternoon, Shireen. This is Fernando. I have Mr. Ernie Contreras on the line. I just transferred him maybe like probably 3 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago, but he got disconnected from who he was talking to. Would you be able
Okay.
to help me?
Yeah, of course. Can you go ahead and transfer, please?
Yeah, he's on the line. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Hi, Ernie. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No,
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
yes, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
No, myself.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have or no?
Oh, yes, Burkitt cell lymphoma.
Burkitt lymphoma? Okay. And have you
Yes,
had
ma'am.
more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
No? Okay. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, give me one second. I'm going to put you on a brief hold.
Okay.
All right, Ernie. And then, what was the date that you received your diagnosis?
The date or the year? 2013, ma'am.
All right, so you were diagnosed in 2013. Do you remember what month and year?
Believe May of 2013.
May of 2013. Okay. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
Not at home.
At home? Okay. And do you have the home address of where you used it?
10220 Folsom Avenue.
Can you spell the street name for me, please?
Folsom Avenue.
And then where is this located? What city?
Adelanto, California. 92301.
You said Atlanta, California?
Adelanto, Adelanto.
Okay. I'm sorry, spell the city for me one more time, a little bit slower.
Adelanto.
Okay. So I have 40220 Folsom Avenue in Adelanto, California, zip code 92301. Is that correct?
You said 10220.
Okay, sorry. Say that street number one more time.
10220.
10220. Okay. Folsom Avenue at Adelanto, California, zip code 92301.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much for being patient with me. I really appreciate it. And then
No problem.
do you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No.
Okay. And then how old were you when you received your diagnosis?
37.
Okay. And then how many years would you say that you sprayed Roundup for, if you had to estimate?
6 to 7 years, 6.5 to 7 years.
Okay. So about 7 years. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the phone you're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The following questions are going to be based off your past or present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No, ma'am.
No? Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, ma'am.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
You could say that.
Okay. Who had the cancer and what type of cancer is it?
My father had liver cancer.
Liver cancer?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. He's not around anymore either.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, me too.
All right, again, I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. For your first name, I have it Ernie spelled E as in elephant, R as in rain, N as in night, I as in igloo, and E as in elephant. Is that correct?
Yes.
And your last name, Contreras,
yes,
spelled C-O-N, T as in tree, R-E-R-A-S. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior, the second?
I'm the third, actually.
You're the third? Okay. So Ernie Contreras,
yes.
The third?
Yes.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
From my what?
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a male.
Okay, thank you. And then are you currently married?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth?
1/21/1969.
Okay, and can I get your social?
5 6 8 1 5 3 7 3 8.
Okay, and can I get your height and weight?
About 190.
Okay.
And 5'10" to 5'11".
5'11". Okay, and can I get your email, please?
Ernie7288@gmail.com.
And your phone number?
760-701-0312.
Is this your cell, your home, or both?
Cell.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
Connection?
Yes. How did you first learn about the connection between the two?
Ad and TV commercial.
TV commercial? And then what date did go ahead.
Excuse me?
Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you didn't cut me off.
Go ahead again.
No, go ahead. It's just... I answered the question.
Okay.
Already.
All right. And then when did you first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup, if you had to estimate a date?
Can you say the question again?
When did you first learn of the connection between the two? What date?
After I got diagnosed, ma'am.
Okay. So roughly around May of 2013?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then how many times a year would you say that you use Roundup for, if you had to estimate?
How many times a year?
Yes.
About four times, maybe.
Four times a year, okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the month and year that you started spraying Roundup?
Month and year? February 2006, ma'am.
And what was the date that you stopped, roughly around what month and year did you stop spraying Roundup?
2013, like May.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm that the state you used Roundup in is California?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Was it residential, commercial, farm, a fence line, yard?
Yard, residential, about 13, 14 meters of yard.
Okay.
About as big as a, okay, that's good. That's about what I was going to say, but in a different way.
And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Indirectly, directly.
Indirectly or directly, which one?
By spraying it. Like, I don't know if that's directly or indirectly.
So you sprayed it yours. Did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
So that would so if you spray it yourself, that would be directly. If you're around it, but you didn't spray it yourself, that would be indirectly. So how were you exposed,
Okay.
directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Okay. And then what was your first, or how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly by spraying at home?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes.
And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime if you had to estimate a number, an exact number?
Exposures.
Yeah.
Every time I sprayed, like.
Okay. So if I do the math correctly, you said you sprayed about 4 times a year and you sprayed for about 7 years. Is that correct? So that would be
Yes,
roughly
ma'am.
around 20 exposures. Is that correct? Or is it more or less than that?
No, that's about right.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrate.
Okay, and then do you remember what store where you purchased the Roundup?
Yeah, Beaver Valley. I mean, Beaver Valley. Home Depot. I'm
Home
sorry.
Depot? Is that in Victor Valley?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You want the store address and stuff?
No, I don't need it. It's okay, thank you.
Okay.
But you said it was in the city of Victor Valley?
Victorville.
Victorville, I'm sorry. Thank you. Alrighty. And then do you have any receipts for your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
No.
And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do find anything, any proof of purchase or anything like that. Just do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the following 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
And have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
I've been painted from, okay.
I'm sorry, say that again.
No problem. No, nothing. I'm just answering your question.
Okay. How many years did you smoke for?
Years.
10 years. Okay. And then what is the name of the company that you currently work for?
Allied, Align, wait, Align Traffic Management.
And then what city is that in?
San Diego.
You said Alliant Traffic Management in San Diego?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Is it just called Traffic Management Inc.?
No, it's called Aligned Traffic Management,
Oh, Alliant.
ATM. Like aligned.
Okay, there we go. Is the address 5410 Eastgate Mall in San Diego, California? Or no, sorry, 5410 Eastgate Mall in San Diego, California, zip code 92121, is that correct?
I'm not too sure what the address is at this time,
Okay.
but it's in San Diego.
Is it San Diego, or is it Chula Vista?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. True, yeah.
Okay.
It is a key.
Okay. Let me go ahead and write that down. So I have Aligned Traffic Management LLC. Does that sound correct? And then the address I have
Yes.
is 825 Kun Drive, Suite 100 in Chula Vista,
Yeah,
California.
that's I believe that's the one. Yes,
Okay.
it
Okay. And the zip code I have is 91914.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And then what is your job title there?
Traffic, we just traffic,
Security.
security, traffic mover, or whatever.
Traffic security.
Yes.
Okay. And then regarding the dates that you were unable to work, approximately what dates were you not able to work?
Just give me a second,
No worries. Take your time.
I'm using the restroom. No, I don't think I was employed with them at the time of this, ma'am.
Okay, so with a different company?
Wasn't working, I don't think, at the time.
Okay. So, did you lose any time from work because of surgery or treatment?
Did I lose what?
Did you lose any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Okay, no, I'm gonna say no then.
Okay. And then regarding being convicted of a crime, what year was it and what was the crime?
Burglary in 1984 or 5.
So you said burglary in 1985?
Something like that, yeah. I can't remember really.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, Dr. Nanda, this was.
And where is she lo or where is that doctor located?
In Victorville. The Victor Valley Global Medical Center, ma'am.
Okay. So I have Dr. Ananda Biswas.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you received your diagnosis and treatment at Victor Valley Global Medical Center?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the address I have is 15248 11th Street in Victorville, California, zip code 92395.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for your doctor by chance or no?
No, I do not.
Okay. Let's see if I can pull one up on Google. Give me 1 second, okay? Okay, so the phone number that I have for Dr. Nanda Biswas is 760-952-0040. Is that correct? Or does that sound correct?
I don't have it, ma'am.
Okay. This is the number that I'm seeing on Google. Does that sound correct?
I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay. I would need your confirmation in order to move forward.
Yes, ma'am. Sounds like it is.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then what was the date that you started your treatment? Roughly around what date?
The treatment is about in May of 2013.
Okay. Was it the beginning of May, the end of May, the middle of May?
The beginning of May.
Okay, so roughly like around May 1st, 2013?
Maybe the 10th or before that.
So roughly around May 10th, 2013, does that sound correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and then what kind of treatment did you receive?
I got some radiation therapy and immunotherapy.
Immunotherapy?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. And then in regards to your address, is it the same address that you sprayed Roundup at?
Yes, most of the time, yes.
Okay, so your current address is 10220 Folsom Ave. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that is in Adelanto, California, zip code 92301.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Do they live with me? No, they don't live with me.
And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
You must contact. Her name is Sally.
S-A-L-L-Y?
She's my girlfriend. Yeah, she's my girlfriend.
Okay. And what is Sally's last name?
Sosa.
Can you spell that for me, please?
S-O-S-A.
Oh, Sosa. Okay. And then can I get Sally's phone number?
442-363-0792.
Okay. All right. So I have one last question for you. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
How did it impact my life? Well, turn me upside down.
I'm sorry to hear that, and thank you so much for sharing that with me. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to review the information with you on the phone. If I'm going too fast or if something sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you were diagnosed with Burkitt lymphoma roughly around May 1st, 2013. You were filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed at home at the address of 10220 Folsom Avenue in Adelanto, California, zip code 92301. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 7 years. In regards to your family history of cancer, I have your father that had liver cancer. I have your first name as Ernie, E-R-N-I-E, last name Contreras, C-O-N, T T-R-E-R-A-S, the third. I have your social as 568-15-3738, and I have your date of birth as January 21st, 1969. I have your height and weight as 5'11", 190 pounds, and I have your email as your first name, 7288@gmail.com. I have your cell phone number as 760-701-0312. You sprayed Roundup roughly around 4 times a year. You started spraying in February of roughly around February 1st, 2006 and stopped spraying roughly around February 1st, 2013. You sprayed residentially in your yard. That's about 13 meters in the state of California. Again, you did spray residentially and you were exposed directly and you did personally spray Roundup yourself. You've had roughly around 28 exposures to Roundup in your entire life. You purchased a concentrate from Home Depot in Victorville. You smoked for 10 years. Your current employer is Aligned Traffic Management, LLC, located at 825 Con Drive, Suite 100 in Chula Vista, California, zip code 91914, and you are traffic security there. In regards of your police record, I have a 1985 burglary. And then in regards to your diagnosing and treating doctor, I have Dr. Nando Biswas. She is at Victor Valley Global Medical. The address I have is 15248 11th Street in Victorville, California, zip code 92395. And the phone number I have for your doctor is 760-952-0040. You started your treatment roughly around May 10, 2013. And you received immunotherapy and radiation. I have your current address is 10220 Folsom Avenue in Adelanto, California, zip code 92301. And I have your emergency contact as your girlfriend who does not live with you. We do have permission to contact her. Her name is Sally, spelled S-A-L-L-Y-S-O, and oh, I'm sorry. Her last name is S-O-S-A. Her phone number is 442-363-0792. Does that sound correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, the system is generating documents. I just need a couple signatures from you, okay?
All right.
Just give it about a second or so. So once you sign these documents, the way that this process kind of works is the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depends how busy they are, to verify your case. It should be a quick phone call. They're just going to verify everything that we went over the phone. Just keep in mind that if they do not reach you, they're not going to be able to start your case. So they do need to speak with you. With that being said, I'm also going to send you a text with my contact information. So if you need anything at all, that's going to be your main point of contact to reach me. And Ernie, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for sharing everything with me on the phone. I know it's not easy to talk about. So I do want to thank you for, you know, taking the time to share that information with me. I'm very, very happy to hear that you're doing better now. With that being said, did you receive that text?
I believe so. Welcome to DocuSign.
Yes. So go ahead and click on that link. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic signatures. You're going to hit agree. And then you're going to hit the yellow button, continue. You're going to keep clicking it until it prompts you for a signature. You're going to sign and then hit adopt and sign. And then you're going to keep going. It's going to keep asking you for a couple more signatures. And then you're going to hit finish. And then let me know once you're done, okay?
Okay. Damn. Okay.
You were spraying it for a full year before your diagnosis. And you stopped using the auto because of that started treatment. Mm-hmm.
Ernie, have you opened the document already?
I'm on the paper that says security check, and then continue. It has an envelope.
Do you see yellow buttons?
Yes.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay. It's just not showing on my end that you opened the documents. That's why I asked.
Okay. So please review and act on these documents.
Okay.
ID to electronic record of signature.
Yes.
That's the box. Then continue, and then select start and begin.
Yes.
My phone's a little slow. That's why it's taking so long.
No worries. It should take about like 30 seconds or so to sign them, but it might take a little bit longer if your phone's going slower.
Yes, man, that's what it is doing. Okay, I'm meeting alternative agree to say that and all that.
Uh-huh.
Executed 11/6/2024, and two, and then it says accepted by. That's me.
Uh-huh.
Draw my signature.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and draw it, and then you're going to hit adopt and sign. And then you'll hit continue.
Next, I believe?
Yeah, or next.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, it says required sign here. Yeah, man, it's taking me everywhere. I don't hate doing this stuff. Okay, I'm down to the signature, and it's not letting me go any farther.
Did you sign it? That signature part? If it won't let you go further, it might need a new signature.
Okay. It's not letting me put my signature.
That's weird.
Did I skip something?
Maybe it might. Maybe. Can you hit previous?
Hold on. Date of birth. 21. Okay, I'll try it now. Okay, will I do go back?
Yeah, try to refresh the page, see if that helps. Your phone might be lagging because we're on the phone. Do you think that maybe?
I went back. My phone's just a cheap old phone that is really slow.
No worries. Ernie, what we can do is it might be going slow because we're on the phone. So we could disconnect the call, and then you can send me or I can resend you the documents. You can click on the new link and then sign them, and then shoot me a text once you're done. Do you want to try that?
I guess.
Okay, so what I'll do, go ahead and close out of that tab. I'm going to go ahead and resend you the documents while you're still on the phone with me, okay?
Close out means, wait, let me see, hold on a second, just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Draw your initial.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, here we see Ricard. Okay, did it go through now?
Okay, I'm refreshing. Give me 1 second. Did you hit finish?
No, not yet.
Okay, so I won't receive them until you hit finish.
Okay, this last page right here is the signature, and I'm tapping on it, and it's not letting me sign.
You might have to refresh the page. Do you want me to just resend you the documents? It might be just the tab is just off.
No, wait. It says finish. I just hit finish right now.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Okay, I just received them on my end. Thank you so much, Ernie. I'm sorry if that was annoying. So like I said, with that being said, the attorneys are going to contact you roughly around 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days. It just depends on how busy they are. But be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, okay?
Okay.
It was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You do the same, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.